Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
Michael, we're off to the Sparkle and Shine segment of the program.
You love this segment.
I love this segment.
You can't actually wait. Every time, I have to tell the listeners this, every time we start a radio show, if Carolyn is coming on to talk about fashion, Ben sort of sits up straight in the seat and says, oh, I can't wait to talk to Carolyn. She's a great interviewer. I can't wait to hear what she's going to talk about.
I know. She's always got something interesting to say.
What is it? Is it because you're a bit of a man about town and the fashion stakes?
Yeah, I think so. I reckon I should do fashion on the fields of the horse races. Carolyn and I could do that.
We could go out there and, you know.
Couldn't you imagine us on TV? Like, oh, what is that person wearing over there? Camera four. Sparkle and shine. What are we talking about there? Are we talking about patent leather shoes?
It's Christmas time, Carolyn. Take it away.
It is. And it's not about dressing up like tinsel and like a Christmas tree, but metallics are really, really big, particularly coloured metallics. And, you know, you've seen that through with Burberry recently. They've been putting metallics through in beautiful, you know, hot pinks and lovely pastel greens and bright blues. And that's coming through a lot also in coats and biker jackets. Sarah Jessica Parker's been rocking out those quite a lot lately. But you can also add that sparkle to your Christmas party look. And you're seeing a lot of sequins, a lot of gold, return to a lot of crystal jewellery and big jewellery. So, it's all about dressing up for the festive season.
Do you think it's easy to wear? Like, I have never watched X Factor. And so last night I turned it on and Natalie Bassingthwaite, that's her name, isn't it, the judge?
Yeah, yeah.
She's there in this neon green with silver kind of
glittery things,
metallic all over it. Anyway, driving to work today.
You saw her again wearing that same dress?
Well, wait for it. I did see the dress in Ginger and Smart window. Or is it Smart and Ginger?
Ginger and Smart.
And I thought, God, you know, I didn't think that really worked on TV. Are people going to wear it? You know, Carolyn, is this a trend that people can really wear?
Well, it all depends on your body shape and what suits you, unfortunately. Mm. And sometimes, no matter what, a beautiful dress, if you're just the wrong shape for it, you just shouldn't go there. So it's all about knowing your own style and what works for you. And so, you know, if you're really confident, I mean, if you've got an award ceremony to go to, a really special party, and you want to stand out, I would definitely wear the bright green. I wouldn't, and sparkle, I wouldn't go for, you know, black, because everyone wears black and it's boring. So if you want to stand out and you want to be the party girl and everyone notice you, then choose a bright, sparkly colour, but make sure that it suits you. And one scary thing about, I guess, bright, sparkly green sequins is, at a Christmas party, you could look a little bit like a Christmas tree. So
someone could be standing hanging lights on you.
Exactly. So it could kind of backfire. So just decide what kind of look you want to go for first before you start dressing up.
How slavish do you think people are these days in following trends? Because, you know, no matter what press you read, there seems to be this huge growth in online purchasing of fashion. You know, the lack of the tills ringing at a store level locally. But how slavish do you think people are really following trends these days?
I don't think they are. And I think, I was thinking about this yesterday, and it's fantastic in the sense that a lot of trends that are coming through that are hanging around, like the trench coat's really been enduring the last few seasons. The maxi dress is still there and very popular, and it's great because you pop it on and you're dressed. You know, people are op shopping a lot more and wearing vintage, and so it's all about choosing, you know, a few things to update your wardrobe, and also what suits, it goes back to what suits your body shape.
And love your body.
Mm. And going from there. Yeah. And I laughed the other day, I was complaining I always have to take trousers up, and my friend pointed out, well, if you buy the 3/4 pants, you won't have to take them up, they'll be the right length. And she was right.
I actually think that's a little sad.
You are quite funny. You've now described yourself, I've got a completely different illusion now. It's so funny.
Now next you'll be shopping at Pumpkin Patch.
Yeah.
Oh, not that short.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, listen, thanks, Carolyn. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.